This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, let's go right to it. Thank you, Woody. Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes, 41-17 blowout, dominant across the board. Coach, it just looks so clean. I know it was loud, but you guys never made a big deal about it, and you would have never known by the way you guys played that they tried to turn it up. Congratulations on the win, Coach.
Thank you, man. Congratulations to everyone and anyone that's part of the Hurricane family. And good morning, Joe. How are you, bro?
Man, are you kidding me? You set up my my weekend nicely. And it's funny what football games do when you're a fan of a team. And Mario, you've been talking about it and upgrading it and making it look a certain way, but you had to be real. And by the way, it was across the board. You got it. It wasn't like one area dominated. You really got a complete game out of your team. I thought even backups and the depth of this team.
Three areas of focus that really came through. Number one was culture, in the sense of, you know, we turn the ball over deep in our territory, defense holds them right to a field goal, and then we had a bus. We played an awesome defensive game. We had the one bus for the long run. Then the offense comes back and scores before halftime, takes the ball after halftime and scores. So that was part two, and then part three was physicality. I mean, we had almost 200 yards after contact. And we protected our quarterback, and we were able to affect their quarterback, and eventually, got knocked out of the game. So from a physicality standpoint, discipline standpoint, no pre-snap penalties, no post-snap penalties, tremendous progress, and we got to go get better, man.
Yeah, no. I know it's a long season. I got your message after the game. The Cam Ward Show, so we've been to the practices for spring, and we see him run around a little bit, and we saw it going to the regular, practices, summer camp opening up, and there he is running around. he just does some things. That spin move out and feeling the tackle about, or the defensive lineman about ready to sack him, and flips around and then looks down the field to catch George in the back of the end zone, was one of the sickest plays. Is that one, when you go back and look at it, do you look at some of the things he does and run it back a few times?
The one thing that doesn't get mentioned much, Joe, is like, obviously on tape, he was the one to go after, right, in the portal. He showed all that, you know, all the playmaking ability and improvising plays and extending plays. But what really stood out more than anything is that if he had a bad play, he followed it up with a great response. Like, he'd go down there and drive, score again, follow up with a big play. Like, the dude was just never, ever was affected by the previous snap. So, and I think that showed stronger than anything else on Saturday.
Yeah, he, and by the way, I mean, I'm going to bounce around because of all the things. Last year, there wasn't a lot of tight end production. Looked like in week one, you guys tried to make up for it because the tight ends loved the way they caught the ball, the blocking. You got the whole package from the whole group of them. End up having one of the most productive days we've had in a long time at that position.
Yeah, I mean, credit the first and foremost the players, because they've been at this since January. I mean, this was more than just a one-day event and outcome. But the coordinators, you know, they put together a great game plan. And you know what, Joe? And when you have a little bit of continuity, you can evolve and you could highlight things on your roster that need to be showcased and need to be, you know, used and put in position to make more plays. And that was certainly the case with a healthy tight end core. And we're very happy it showed up on Saturday.
Boy, it's the first time we've had a chance to see Arroyo healthy in a long, long time, and just how good he can be. Watching him run and just athletic and not worrying about, you know, being healthy for the first time. He was, boy, what a nice target he is down the field, huh?
Yeah, he looks like a young Joe Rose, man.
Yeah. He's a little more athletic, I think, but thank you. Hey, so there's so much. Mish Powell. Another guy, and you look at his numbers, he had 67-yard pick, but he just looks like he gets everybody in position. And he said something, Coach, I gotta say, he goes, I really appreciate Coach Cristobal bringing in the right guys from the transfer portal, not just guys, but the right guys that play together. And I thought, wow. You know, there's been so much talk about the transfer portal, and sometimes guys can be talented, but Mario, as you know, they can be the wrong guy. They can be turds and really hurt your team. You had to feel pretty good about the way that group played.
Yeah, it's without a doubt. I mean, it's all about people and the caliber of human being in the building. And those guys that – and credit to everyone in the building for identifying the right guys. And then once they were here, is getting them to be part of the culture and then enhancing the culture. And some of the best things these transfer portal guys have done – they've helped develop young guys. I mean, our young guys are fixing to explode and become great football players, and, you know, now, during the year, next year, because of the way that they develop them.
Hey, I got to ask you, Reuben Bain went out early, Damari Brown. How are those guys doing? How serious are those injuries, Coach?
It's going to be a couple of weeks now. You know, I mean, it's you know, obviously Reuben had the soft tissue injury. I mean, he's being evaluated and put through a bunch of tests and all that stuff, and so is Damari. And we're going to take it day by day and wait for, you know, the doctor's recommendation, how to proceed. But, you know, we got banged up a little bit, and those guys will be back at some point now, at some point in time, but they'll be out for now.
Coach, I think a lot of ACC, a lot of fans, Canes fans, are kind of watching this ACC, right, early on. Last night, I didn't see that one coming. I don't know if you saw any part of Florida State's loss to Boston College. They got beat up pretty good at home. You paying attention to that, or do you try to block it out? How much are you focused on everybody else after you've got your win in the first week?
No, we're deep in a FAMU. I mean, I don't really watch other, you know, not many games. I get games cut up for me, so at the end of, like, every weekend, I got about a 400, 500-play reel where I could go through specific plays, schematically, situational football. But in terms of just sitting there watching it, we just don't have time. You know, we're preparing for a really good football team coming in with an absolute stud of a quarterback. If you want to talk about quarterbacks, that's a local guy. That's a player of the year. That's got a lot to prove, and we got to be at our best. So all focus is on FAMU.
Coach, you still got some young guys in there. I know we like to do that, and everybody goes, hey, Because people, no matter what's going on, you got people always looking, kind of looking over your shoulder going, okay, it's great with those transfer portal guys, but we don't want to lose any of that really talented young class. And yet, I think a lot of people didn't realize a lot of those guys did get some playing time. Frederick got some playing time. It's good to see Jordan Lyle get some carries in there as well. Elijah Lofton had some nice catches. Justin Scott played a little bit. Do you see that just growing and more, Coach, because everybody's keeping track of snap count?
No, absolutely. And I think we got the right blend. We've got older guys with a lot of experience that are, you know, they're the frontliners. And then we've got some talented freshmen that are working their way, and they're giving those other guys a run for their money. So I think it's going to be real interesting in the next few weeks how, as we elevate the level of competition, it's going to make us a better team. And you've really got to be – we've always been upfront and honest, man. Development is what football is all about, and we need to keep developing and getting better, and that's the focus.
I thought the play calling on both sides, you know, sometimes, Coach, we get talking about the players, and I know the players make the plays. I love the game plan on both sides, and when we need to move the chains, it's incredible. People know what's coming, but Restrepo, just and his run after catch, that son of a gun, but some really good play calling to get the right guys the ball and keep some drives going.
Yeah, X played like X does, man. I mean, he is a super competitor, not a good or great. He's a super competitor, and he's just, if it's in the air, he's going to find a way to come down with it. And you see what he's done with just his physique, his explosiveness. I mean, he's really become just a different level guy, you know, different level type of player and leader. And it's fun to watch him. Isaiah Horton came up big. You know, Sam Brown made some plays. The tight ends made plays. I mean, Cam McCormick, there's one that I'm sure is dear to your heart, you know, the first touchdown of the game. So, all in all, just a very solid performance. But, man, there's a lot of stuff on tape that we got to get better at. We quickly put that one to bed and put all our focus on FAMU and getting better.
I'm just curious, after everything and this offseason and, you know, people, I got to see it to believe it, and it's got to feel pretty good walking off that field, though, before we move on here, getting out of the swamp. And you've been part of this, and you've seen it for a long time, and you know the relationship and the competitive the competition between Florida State. That had to feel really good.
Felt great for the players. Felt great for our fan base, our people, the Hurricane family. And you know, Joe, it's validation. We knew coming in a couple years ago the starting point was a very low one, and that we were going to have to take our lumps, kick in the teeth, and work our butts off to continue to elevate the program. We've made a ton of progress. We have a ton. We have a miles and miles to go. So, you know what? It was awesome. It was a tremendous step. And, brother, we got a lot of work to do, and we're right back at it.
Yeah.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, everybody's already talking. I love, nobody can just enjoy one game, right? It's like we got everybody, the national guys, talking about and trying to figure out, which is amazing. After 1 week, we're trying to figure out the 12-team playoff, which is kind of hard to do when you got so many games. What's your thoughts here early on the ACC at all? You're kind of familiar with everybody because we count certain schools out, and all of a sudden they're beating schools that they're not supposed to beat here early on.
I think what at some point in time, people got to realize that in football, number one, everybody has good players in some capacity, whether it's a lot or little, everybody has good players. And two, if you don't come ready to play football, like really, really after focus, someone's going to kick your butt. It's just, that's as old and as true as the sky. So those two things you got to hold like at the top of your mindset when you're preparing each and every week. And brother, it's between the ears is where it all lies. You know, you have to get through to your people and understand that if you are not at your best, someone's going to kick your butt. And so that's what we, you know, we've made it very clear. Our guys are upset. They feel like they've had enough of the BS, and they know the importance of going forward. We had an awesome practice yesterday, and today's practice has to start the same way, or, you know, I'm gonna light it up now, you know? So, we're just ready to move forward and get better. Super proud of the guys. Happy for our fan base. Great to see our fan base energized. I mean, I feel like by the end of the game, it went from 4,000 to 15,000 in there. And they were hilarious. They were absolutely insane. And it was great for our players to see that and feel that. And I tell you, they're looking forward to seeing a great crowd on Saturday.
So I just so you know, I was one of the guys. When I was at practice and they're playing the music really loud, but it'll be nothing like the Swamp. I was one of the dumbasses that said that, if you're wondering. How loud was it, though, Mario?
Well, I mean, come on, Joe. It was like a Guns N' Roses concert in our place here. And when we took those decibel levels to a new level, I mean, eardrum with that. So, is it loud? Yeah, it's loud everywhere. And, you know, look, we practiced for it. Practice and preparation became our game reality. So, you know, credit to the players and everybody involved to get our team ready to roll.
Coach, last question. I'll let you run here today. Practice now. Now it's a schedule. We talk about the NFL practices, and it's about just trying to be healthy for the game every week now, and a lot less on actual hard practices. Do you change things? Have you had to change things a little bit, or same program for you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you have to get after it. And if you can't practice Tuesday and Wednesday, you really can't play on Saturday. Okay. I mean, it's call it what it is. Can't be, these aren't professional players. They're college players. Now, if there's a guy that's limited, dude, of course, we do not put anyone in harm's way. Never. Never will we do that. But you have to practice a certain way, you know, and that's not a lot to ask for. And if you go down to Tuscaloosa in the days of Coach Saban, if you drive down here at Greentree in the days of Jimmy Johnson or up to Athens, Georgia, they're doing it exactly the same way. You know, it's a football's football. It will always be a physical game. You got to be physical when it's time to be physical, and you got to pull back a little bit when it's time to pull back. But Tuesday and Wednesday is not the time to pull back.
Mario, thank you, man, and congratulations on that first win. That's a hell of a win in Gainesville. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Joe. Have a great one. Go Canes.
All right. Mario Cristobal, head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us this morning. And business as usual. just another game. That's all right. Listen, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here as the Canes look good, man. And boy, I'll tell you what, if they can get those guys back here, got a few weeks where, and by the way, I'm hoping, I don't know about you, but what I'm hoping that a lot of these young guys get a chance to play. I like to see all those guys. You got, what is it, 4 games they can play to keep their year alive? Well, I hope some of those guys get some playing time here the next couple weeks, and they can rest some guys, and they don't have to play a lot of snaps and get through these games. But boy, that's a nice start for the Miami Hurricanes. All right, right now, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Yep, folks, I've been there. I've been telling my story about ED and low T, and had them both. It wasn't just low T. I could sit here and tell you it was just low T because it's normal. Everybody knows that. Men all understand. And well, I got a little low T. Listen, if you got ED and low T, because usually you got one, you got the other. I always call them the first cousins you want nothing to do with, man. And once you get them, you might be stuck for a few minutes like, okay, what am I going to do now? I obviously have a problem. I'm getting older. And by the way, for some guys, Atlantic Men's Clinic and their professionals tell me it starts in their early 40s and 50s. And it hit me hard in the 60s. I'm not going to lie. 6 months ago, but boy, it didn't take long after I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic for that first consultation. Boy, I'll tell you what, they got after it for me. And within a couple of weeks, I felt a lot. My energy level, working out, playing tennis an hour and a half, just more energy to get around, work out, still come home and have some energy to keep going. Yeah, so no matter where you are right now, if you know you have low T NED, and your sex drive is gone. Let's be honest. That's a private thing for guys. None of us. That's a hard one, man. When sex drive is, there's nothing there. That's a hard one to explain to somebody you really care about. And she's going, well, what's the deal? When do we just turn into friends full time here? Hey, schedule a consultation with Lanning Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, Tina, PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Listen, man, it's going to work. It worked for me. It's going to work for you. I don't care what age you are. I don't care what you've been through. I understand people don't go around, guys don't go around telling their buddies they got ED and low T. But if you want to take care of it, they have six locations throughout South Florida to serve you. Set up that first appointment. Write this number down, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. They will make a difference quickly for you. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic.